Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Traveling has always had a big impact on the way I eat. As I move around the world in my travels, I encounter all sorts of new things to eat, many of which I attempt to replicate back home. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, one of our favorite travelers, is here with us today. Cynthia Glover, who's been spending a lot of time along the Pyrenees.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you today?
Good to have you, Cynthia.
Always good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do a lot of hiking there along the French and Spanish border.
Yes. Most of it is part of the Camino de Santiago de Compostela,
right.
But we go hiking for 2 weeks every other year.
Yeah.
And I have a hiking partner, Nona Nielsen Parker, who is the chef.
She's
and,
awesome.
We go hiking and then we eat our way across whatever turf we're hiking through. So that's the great thing about walking so much is you can eat pretty much as much
yeah,
as you
there
like.
You go.
How about
I
that?
Like,
now, you ran into just a fabulous story during this last hike.
Yes, this time we were after the hike, we went to the Costa Brava, which is the northeastern coast of Spain, just above Barcelona, about 2 hours north.
Mm-hmm.
And Nona had found out about this group of grandmothers called the Yayas of Sils, and Yaya is an affectionate term for grandmother.
Sure.
And it's a group of women who are preserving the culinary culture of their neighborhood, which is the town of Sils in Girona.
Uh-huh.
And they give cooking classes and they have festivals where they feed the ancient recipes to 500 or more people. And they have a little clubhouse in the center of Sils. And we went there to spend the day cooking.
Were some of these traditions in danger of just kind of dying out?
Oh, I think so. I think that, you know, the kind of younger people eat out a lot
sure.
more than they used to. And these are really home recipes that have been passed down from grandmother to mother
right.
to daughter.
Rarely written.
Rarely written.
Just orally passed down. And so they're definitely at jeopardy of being lost if someone doesn't take up the charge.
Exactly.
Sure.
And Spain has a very sophisticated food culture.
Yes.
And I think people are really worried about losing the old ways. And
yeah.
so these women are doing it. They produce cookbooks. They cook all over Spain.
Wow.
They're kind of rock stars.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
That's awesome.
What are some of the dishes that they've become known for?
Well, some of the ones that we cooked with them were a braised cod dish, which
mm-hmm.
traditionally would have been made with bacalao, which is salt cod.
Right.
But
yeah.
now, because they can get salt cod at the time of year we were there, we made it with fresh cod.
Yeah.
They also had these little like black-eyed peas that are a local bean that's
huh.
only grown there. And they were fresh in the fall when we
yeah.
were cooking there.
Yeah.
So we had those simmered with bacon and sausage. And oh, my gosh. They were just delicious.
Yeah.
We made crema catalana, which is a sort of home-style version of creme brulee, much simpler to make and very delicious, and apple fritters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So those were the things that we learned to make with them.
How about something like tomato bread, which is ubiquitous in that part of the world?
That's where we started to make
really?
Tomato bread. Oh, yeah. Everybody was very concerned that we would know the proper way to do this. It's basically grilled rustic bread and rubbed with a little garlic, rubbed with tomatoes,
yeah.
and a little olive oil and salt. And one of the interesting things is they have a special tomato that they grow in that part of Spain that's thick-skinned and very rosy, and they can string it and keep it in garlands in the kitchen.
Wow, this is great.
Yeah.
Cynthia, we're going to put some of these recipes and ideas on the website
oh, yeah.
so people can try the ya-ya cooking.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.